What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the ghost of Ms. Marie. Did she stay in her townhouse after she passed away?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. If you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. Then if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I am Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon's with us today. How's it going, sister?
It's going great. How are things going there?
Pretty good. So if you had a... like, say there was a new place you're going to move into and you found out the last resident had died in the property, would you have any reservations about it? Would it be like, that person was always nice, or that kind of gives me heebie-jeebies? Or
that's a great question. But died in at the property.
Yeah.
I think I'd pass.
What if it was like a nice elderly woman who just died in her sleep one night?
I think I would still pass. I mean, just, you know, I had somebody who died in a house, actually was murdered in a house behind me when I was where I used to live anyway. And that house sat vacant for probably four years.
Long time.
Yeah. And then finally a woman moved in there. But I have to tell you, every time I walked by that house, it would just give me the creeps. And I get that it was a more extreme circumstance in the death because she was murdered. This single woman moved into that house. She was retired, moved in there, and was just fine. And I would kind of sometimes when I chat with her, kind of try to, you know, edge around the question a little bit, like, is there anything going on in the house? But I never really had the nerve to just come right and say, do you have, you know,
yeah, when it's someone you don't know, that's a really weird question. It's like, yeah, but hey, I'm your neighbor over here, is your house haunted?
Yeah, but she seemed completely fine with it. Never that I know of did she express any feelings about something going on. So maybe people that aren't sensitive, that just doesn't phase them. I think I would always have that in the back of my mind.
Anyone who's dealt with an elderly parent or grandparent, when it's time for them to move into a different type of facility, that's a really, really difficult thing to do. Most times they're not willingly like, hey, I'll give up my house and my independence and I'll move there. It's not always like that. You know, they're very connected to where they live and very much want to stay where they live. And so I could see why it would be haunted by somebody. You know, our mom's going to haunt her little apartment.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't want to be the next person to live there.
She is going to haunt me forever.
Well, I think she'll haunt that apartment because she loves it. She loves her little apartment so much. And so I could see how, you know, you love where you live. Well, and
we hear these stories all the time on the show that, you know, somebody died in the house and not necessarily in a, you know, extreme way, but that they just maybe died of natural causes or whatever. And then we hear people like moving in and wanting to renovate and then all hell breaks loose.
Right. Because they're pissed off because it's how dare you renovate my kitchen? It's my kitchen. Well, this is an interesting story about Ms. Marie.
Okay.
So it says, several years ago, my mom and I bought the townhouse next to hers for me to live in. The lady who lived there passed away in the home. Her name was Marie. We asked her family to buy the home and not go through a realtor. So that night, we went to the settlement in October. Mom and I went over to clean the home as much as possible. We were going to have a pizza party with a few people. The family left furniture for me as well. Mm-hmm. We swept and mopped the kitchen floor, vacuumed the living room and family room, and even removed the cushions on the couch and vacuumed underneath the cushions. I would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because my house, when I moved in here, she cleaned it, but I did take the cushions off the sofa just to, and it was clean. But you don't know because I bought the sofa from her. So after the party, I went back to my mom's house to sleep. The next morning, I went over to clean up after the party and start moving my belongings and my son's belongings. I found on the kitchen floor a necklace with the name Marie. None of our friends' names were Marie. Months later, I also found more jewelry underneath the cushions of the couch. At that time, I did not wear any kind of jewelry. I think the necklace in the kitchen was a big sign the next day. It's like, hey, just so you know, I'm Marie. You're moving into my house. I would leave home for work early in the morning. I always made sure my lights were off. When I would come home, the light in my son's bedroom would always be on. I would make mental notes that I absolutely turn off the lights, but again, they would be on when I got home. I even had a licensed electrician come in and check it out. Nothing was wrong and everything looked fine. At that time, I began to say goodbye or hello to Ms. Marie as I left and came home and everything stopped. I think that's interesting. Like she acknowledged it and said, okay, Ms. Marie, I'm leaving now. And then that the electrician couldn't fix it, but acknowledging the former tenant who passed away in the home, that fixed it.
Okay, so everything stopped after that.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
Okay, end of story, right? That's
There's it. One more sentence. It says, okay. My friend now lives in that home and has been smacked on the hand when he tried to sleep in the living room.
What?
I guess do not sleep in the living room. That's what the bedroom's for.
Well.
I think that's interesting. There is another paragraph, though, about another home. So it says, years later, I moved into a home with my husband and a friend of his. My husband and I were not married yet, and their friend's name was Jimmy. He was a very strange man. Jimmy's father had passed away in the home. Jimmy's bedroom was upstairs, and my husband and I stayed downstairs in the living room. Jimmy showed us around the home, including his bedroom. I truly believe my husband got possessed by something because his eyes went black. And he attacked Jimmy and ended up in jail. And then this is weird. It says, Jimmy let me stay there when he went out of town for his father's funeral. So that makes me think they moved in immediately after Jimmy's father had passed away in the home. And then immediately when he's showing him around the house, the husband got possessed by something. His eyes went black and attacked Jimmy and ended up in jail.
Yeah, because they had the funeral.
Yeah, so then Jimmy goes off to his father's funeral. So that couldn't probably, usually at the most, that's like a week.
Yeah.
Now, the eyes going dark and attacking Jimmy, maybe there was some other backstory we don't know between them. So maybe there was some bad blood there, obviously. Maybe her husband was doing some kind of drugs or had some mental health issues. I don't know. That I don't know that that would be paranormal necessarily with just one sentence. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I would need more information on that one.
Yeah.
It felt like we didn't get a full story here because it just doesn't feel like, I just don't know.
Yeah, there's not enough there to say. You know, was there some words exchanged or did he just do it out of the blue?
You're right. Or was somebody drugged? You know,
yeah.
I mean, did he take drugs or was he drugged? And apparently the police thought he was sound mind enough to take him to the police station and not to the hospital.
And he ended up in jail.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long he was in jail for. I don't know how bad of an attack it was. Because normally they might put you in jail overnight for something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then it goes on. It says, while Jimmy was away, I was asleep in the living room. And you know what else about this story? It says that she moved into a home with my husband, a friend of his. My husband and I were not married yet. So after this attack, at some point, she married him.
Okay.
So he must have been okay guy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So while Jimmy was away and asleep in the living room, I heard a very loud bang upstairs. I did not go looking at it. It wasn't my home. I got up the next morning and went to work. When I got back to the home, Jimmy was there. He asked me if something weird happened while he was gone. I told him about what I'd heard the night before. He asked me to follow him to his room upstairs. When I went in, his bed, which was a heavy wood day bed, had moved not just away from the wall, but it moved almost to the middle of the bedroom and not straight. So it must have been kind of a weird angle. I told my now husband I needed out of that home immediately. And then this next line makes no sense, but it is the last sentence of the story. It says, Jimmy had given me shoes, of which I threw out and never moved them into the new home. I don't.
Okay.
Why would Jimmy give you shoes? Would be,
maybe there was some possession thing going on there. She felt like that. She didn't want to take with her.
But of all random things for some guy that just, you know, your husband got sent to jail over attacking him. It was pretty nice that Jimmy let her even stay there. I just think it's kind of a weird story. So I kind of think I need a little bit more information on everything. Like, why would Jimmy give you shoes? Did he happen to have some women's shoes in the house that happened to be your size? And if so, I'd have politely been like, no, thanks. But maybe sometimes it's easier to take it and throw them out. But I don't know that Jimmy, even though she said he was weird, she said he was a very strange man. Obviously, she got bad vibes from Jimmy. But he was nice enough to let you stay there for a while. So I don't know that anything and it's even hard to say, like, the loud bang thing could have been the bed moving, but then if Jimmy is strange, did Jimmy
do
that?
Do we trust Jimmy?
Yeah. Did you just happen to hear something fall down upstairs? You know, because a loud bang wouldn't be the bed moving across the room. That would have been like furniture moving sound.
No, I've been in a house before where furniture moved, and it sounds like it's moving across the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in that house, it did. I mean, it really sounded like furniture was being shoved around the room.
So I don't know. I think that whole thing, I just have some questions. So if she's listening right now, maybe she can, you know, is there something more we need to know about Jimmy?
Yeah.
Something we need to know more about the husband? Like, for example, the husband's eyes went dark and attacked Jimmy. That's not normal. That probably would be enough for me to not marry the guy, because I'm like, if you could randomly attack somebody, you are not the man of my dreams.
But yeah, that would be a thing. I would have to take that
kind
into
of a deal,
consideration.
Kind of a deal breaker. Did he smoke? Ooh, double deal breaker for me.
But wait a minute. Did he win the lottery?
Whoa.
Now, wait a minute. Now that might change the thing. No,
he's rich,
know.
But he attacks people and smokes. So you got to pick your
battles. Yeah. I mean, you know, not everything's perfect, I guess. I don't know. Like you said, sometimes people get drugged.
And did he just randomly attack him? You know, what, did it come from nowhere? Was Jimmy, because I think without the sentence, Jimmy was a strange man, then, because it kind of implies that Jimmy's sort of behind some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And if Jimmy was really a strange man, why were you guys moving in with him? So then there's a story. We didn't have any other place to go. So I just think I need a little bit more.
I think so, too. Though I think the first story, I do think things were happening there, don't you? Like the Maria with the necklace.
And then, you know, cleaning out the sofa, then finding jewelry in it that's not yours.
Mm-hmm. The light thing. Mm-hmm. I think that all seems super valid to me. And I think that's all possible paranormal.
If you're trying to debunk any or investigate or try to do what you do with a ghost story, just walking into a place the next day after you've officially bought it, and there's a necklace on the floor with Marie on it. No Maries were at your house. The lady who lived there before's name was Marie, I'm assuming. That kind of makes you think she's there.
Well, and not only talk about debunking, she got the electrician in.
Right. So that one I do think, yeah, I'm with you. Jimmy, not so sure. Marie,
I'm not
absolutely
sure. I think I need more on that story.
So going on to the next story, it said, hey, guys, I have been having mixed emotions about submitting this story because it's entirely possible someone might be messing with me. I've thought about it, but can't explain how or why this is happening. It's basically banging on my windows. I have friends who could pull a prank on me, but it sounds strange. I know it could be my neighbors, which was what I wrote it off as, because my next door neighbors have come home drunk, and it always happens between the hours of 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., but I haven't been able to verify it. I've had situations where I've run outside, and it's not a regular occurring event, so I don't have my phone ready when it happens. There's no reason for this to happen, but recently I had my apartment worked on with new windows. It's thicker glass, so I naturally assumed it was the neighbors coming home drunk and banging on my window, but every time this happened, nobody was outside. I've talked to them about it, but they deny it, and I'm not someone who complains about my neighbors. The strange part is, I live upstairs, and last night I heard banging on my living room window. I'm not afraid if I found someone died in my apartment, things happen. But I'd rather not know. I basically looked down into the backyard, found a bunch of dog shit because they have three huskies, but I didn't find a ladder. I sent the lady a text message, and she didn't know what had happened. She just thought I was banging on the window myself. I told her I was playing a video game, and it freaked me out. I don't even use my Bluetooth headphones anymore. Just to hear a loud banging noise in my apartment when I'm being quiet is really annoying. I have no explanation what it is or if it's a harmless prank. I have no idea who could reach the window. The kitchen window could be my neighbors banging on it, them running into their apartment. But the window in my living room is upstairs and there is no access to it. When I was in my living room and heard someone banging on that window, which scared the shit out of me, I went to my back patio to see what it was, but nobody was there. I'll keep you updated if I find someone is messing with me, but I haven't found proof. Everyone who it could be would normally text me, call me, or be at my front door. I haven't even found scuff marks on the windows, so my guess is as good as yours. I'm just pretending someone has free time and feels like banging on my windows. It's just loud and makes me jump. Which I mentioned, I couldn't get my camera phone ready to record, but I've taken enough of your time. Thanks for reading. I'm sure there's a rational explanation. Glad the show is still around. Go Packers and F the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, well, that should...
And just so you know, Dallas Cowboys fans, that was not me saying that. That was him saying that.
And that was that Green Bay Packer fan.
Because I really am not that big of a football fan, so I don't really have a team. I don't know. That's weird. So number one, if you're on the second floor and it's not possible for someone to bang on your window, you're on the second floor. So the banging is coming from someplace.
Could they have a pole of some sort? Now, this is going way above and beyond a practical joke to me. If you're going to go to the effort to have a pole and knock on somebody's window and do it frequently enough. It's did you get the feeling that it was happening
sounded
like on different
like
windows?
Yeah, it sounded like kitchen and living room. The kitchen one, it sounds like he could debunk it. Said maybe that one could be the neighbors. Could it be something that sounds like it's being a, because he refers to it as a bang, something banging on my windows. Could it be something that's not even the window?
Could it be a tree branch that when the wind comes up is banging into it? You know what I mean? Is there something that around that window that could bang on it?
And could you buy a cheap video recorder and just put it out the window? And then next time you hear the banging, you could see not at the window, or you could see the tree branch or something.
Or, you know, I would be one of those people that would think after a while, like, I'm going to get a darn, like, light, sensitive light that will come on if it detects motion, you know, or something like that, just to see if that deters anything.
But I do think there's some ways you could, at least maybe through lighting or video, you could debunk some of it or figure out where is it exactly the window that it's coming from. Could it be something
else? If
you're
being punked, why would your neighbors give a shit about punking you?
Exactly.
Like your friends, maybe, even at that, would that be something you would do randomly, like several times? Like if you're going to do something to someone, you might do it once, you might do it twice, but that's that, right? And then you let it go and you're off doing something else. Yeah. As kids, it would be like, oh, let's go scare Carol tonight. And then you'd bang on the window. But it would just be that like one time.
But like, I do know that my house is weird when it's really windy, which it is frequently in Kansas. And it makes a different noise. Like there is a noise in the bathroom that really bugged me for the longest time because I couldn't even figure out. I still to this day don't know exactly how that noise is made when it's windy, but I just know that it is.
But it does happen when it's windy. So
and the
that
other one is the there's a tree right there that goes up against the screen. Okay, get it. But it did take me a while to figure that out. So is there a tree branch that in the wind could be banging on the window? I don't know. I don't think there's enough there to go, that one's paranormal. Yeah. But at the same time, he does say, I'm assuming he, I'm pretending someone has free time and feels like banging on my windows. Because I certainly wouldn't want to be like, here goes the ghost again.
I used to do that all the time, like in the haunted house in Elma. We would all go, oh, that was just Henry, you know. Ha, ha, ha,
but we had a lot of different experiences that definitely could not be explained.
You know,
but
you
when
think
it's the same sound.
Really a haunting, that there would be more than just a few bangs on windows. Wouldn't there be like other things kind of going on?
I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know. But write in if you figure it out, because either way, because if you're like, you know what, I put cameras out there and I've got this recording of it and you can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that. Or I would look into some of those motion lights, the detector lights, and see if it's happening, if there's motion involved in it.
I think that's a good idea. So I don't know. That's an interesting one. I don't know that I can say that one's paranormal or not.
Yeah.
Well, we love to hear your real ghost stories, so continue sharing them with us. Remember, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or call 855-853-4802. You can get ad-free versions of the show. You'll get the advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Havertys. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Havertys. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No